You ever just look back and ask how we got here? How your franchise is being compared to the Carolina Panthers by Mike Lombardi, who was on one yesterday. I don't know. It's not wrong, Wiggy, when you talk maybe about Gerard Mayo suggesting that Alex Van Pelt is the head coach of the offense. And so now you go back to the decision thing. And I really wonder if Gerard Mayo in 3.5 hours is going to step to the podium and announce a decision about a starter that was made by Alex Van Pelt and by nobody else.
Yeah, this is very strange.
Look at it in light of Gerard Mayo coming on this show. And I really appreciate the fact that he is upfront, honest, transparent, whatever the go-to word is these days, and saying that Drake May, and from his perspective, has performed better than Jacoby Brissett.
Yeah.
And then you have to ask yourself, why then is he going to step up today and tell you that Jacoby Brissett is the starter week number one for this Patriots team?
Yeah, this is really strange.
It's mind-boggling.
Mind-boggling. Oh, when you I was there with Charlie Weiss and Belichick. And we all know Bill's a defensive guy. We've seen how he works with Charlie, Josh McDaniels, Billy O'Brien. And we could talk to Billy. This, I think, is going to be really interesting. Bill is giving those guys the leeway to do what they need to do with the offense. You know, depth chart, how it looks. But at the end of the day, he still says, even if Charlie goes, hey, I want to go with Bledsoe, Belichick goes, no, we're going with Brady.
But there are some, like maybe Scheim or Courtney or whomever, would say that's the old head way of doing things, where you're not collaborative. You're not giving somebody the rope to hang themselves or whatever. You're not giving somebody control over what they're their spaces.
See, I would disagree with maybe the old head. Dan Quinn is the head coach with the Washington Commanders. The offensive coordinator for Dan, who's the offensive coordinator?
Cliff Kingsbury.
Do you think Dan Quinn is taking a back seat in the sense of, he might say, like, okay, he's the head coach of the offense, but if Dan Quinn goes, we want to start Jaden Daniels, Cliff Kingsbury is going to be like, okay, even if he doesn't agree and thinks that it should be the, you know, whoever the second string quarterback there is, it's still Dan Quinn who is has the vetoing power to say, we're going in this direction. When Mayo says it, and then...
But is Mayo saying it because the reality is that he is just not at where he should be? Understanding the offensive side of the football, because
so then been, how is he ahead of well, Jacoby Brissett?
That Gerard Mayo is not Drake May.
Oh,
I just said to you, is Gerard Mayo acknowledging that he just doesn't know that side of the football like he ought to if he were going to be a head coach?
Yeah, but if that's the case, then that guy probably shouldn't be the head coach. If he's not...
Well, that would be the question that one would ask, Scheim.
Yeah, yes. If he's not capable of making the decision, then why are you the head coach?
So you think there's a conversation in the coaches' team meetings...
No. I wonder if when Gerard Mayo says to you, I am anointing Alex Van Pelt as the head coach of the offense...
Right.
Is that because he believes that he just doesn't know that side of the ball as well as...
No. I get that, but I'm asking this question to you in your thought process. That would mean Gerard Mayo in the coaches' meetings is sitting there saying, hey, Drake May is outperforming Jacoby Brissett, and Alex Van Pelt is going, hey, listen, Gerard, you don't know what you're talking about here. Brissett's the guy. I believe that Alex Van Pelt thinks the same way that Gerard Mayo believes in that.
Well,
Van Pelt wanted it to be Brissett.
Does Gerard Mayo, playing career or coaching career, have any experience whatsoever with the West Coast offense?
I mean, he might he's not going to have a ton of experience, but he's going to know offense.
So, I mean, you're hiring an offensive coordinator, and he's coming in and saying, hey, I want to go with this offense. And so is Gerard Mayo going, okay, well, I really don't know much about it, so I'm going to let you.
Yeah, I could see that.
And then you're going to figure out which guy, regardless of how they look in preseason games and training camp, I'm going to let you decide which guy is the one who ought to run
that
offense.
Where it goes wrong. Like, he shouldn't be allowing him to determine. It's one thing to be like, yeah, I'm bringing you in to be my offensive coordinator. I'm not an offensive expert. You're going to design the offense. But at the end of the day, Gerard Mayo should be like, yeah, you're going to design it for Drake May, or you're going to design it for Jacoby Brissett. Gerard Mayo should be the one making that decision.
And Gerard Mayo's a smart enough football mind to know, being out there practice and seeing every day, to say, when he says he's playing better than him, he knows enough about offense to know that whether who's doing better, Jacoby Brissett or Drake May. He might not be an expert on the West Coast offense, but he knows enough about football and to say, okay, I see why we're going with Drake May, or why I'm saying this. Listen, I'm not a defensive guy, but I know enough about defense that if I have...
I mean, did you? I don't want to bring a sore subject up again, but did you?
Well, see, that's where I went wrong. I should have stepped in more on the defensive side of the football, but I didn't.
You were too collaborative.
Yeah, and that's where the learning experience probably would have been different.
Have you ever heard somebody throw their fellow coaching team members under a bus quicker than that just happened right now?
No, well, it's very quickly.
So the Brockton debacle is on the... You giving too much power to your other head coaches?
Well, not that it's all on that.
To the coordinators? No.
I think I should have been, hey, maybe we shouldn't be as collaborative.
Ooh, aren't these the same coaches that called our very show and said that it was a disgrace that you got dismissed?
No.
The same guys we stand with Wiggy.
Loyal
all the
them.
Guys are back. Except the head coach and the defensive coordinator.
Mm.
So what's that tell you? Me as a head coach, I probably should have been a little bit more on the defensive side of the football, saying, hey, those other guys should have more of a voice. And on the offense, I could have listened a little bit more to some of the current
guys. Has the defensive coordinator been asked back to be an advisor?
No.
Oof. Well, that's all you need to know.
Yeah, because maybe, he wanted to do it his way. Not enough. There was not enough collaboration there.
We understand that the intent from the start with Gerard Mayo was to be collaborative. And so Bill was apparently not collaborative. So I understand. The question becomes, if you're the leader of the organization, how much collaboration do you allow to drive the organization, and how much do you step up today and say, I have seen Drake May, I've seen Jacoby Brissett, and we need to have the better player at that position on the field week one when we start the regular season.
Yeah, there's a difference between collaboration and deferral.
Right.
Like, don't defer to AVP and Elliot Wolf. Stand up and state your case.
Right.
And then as a group, decide what is best for the team.
Do you think Gerard Mayo and Alex Van Pelt think differently of both those guys? Do you think Van Pelt doesn't think that Drake May is performing better than Jacoby Brissett right now?
I think he came in here expecting that Jacoby Brissett, a guy that he was familiar with, mm-hmm. was the best guy to run his offense for the first season, and he's okay with waiting on Drake May, and didn't matter how Drake May performed in training camp or preseason, that's what he wanted to do.
But I'm asking, do you think Van Pelt, if we ask...
I don't know anybody who watched the two of them play in preseason that can determine that Drake May was not the better option. But that being said, they didn't even give him enough reps in preseason games to show you what he actually is, which is, I'm not going to use the malfeasance word again, but...
It's a great word,
It's odd to me.
Yeah, it's very odd. It's very odd.
You pick a guy. I mean, how many snaps total did Drake May have preseason?
In practice, 50? I don't know.
No, in games. In game.
Oh, he had more.
15?
Yeah, but he had more than Brissett. So I've seen enough of...
Well, I would expect that he would have more mm-hmm. than the guy that you... You know what Jacoby Brissett is. You have a giant body of the not super successful work that you can look at.
Right. So
you
then,
don't know what Drake May is.
Right. But you even, like, in the true sense of a competition, you don't even know what Jacoby Brissett is because...
You do. You saw him step in and throw a beautiful interception. You do know what
take
he
a
is.
Great sack.
Right. I mean, in this current situation, we know Jacoby Brissett is a backup. The fact that you, Alex Van Pelt, are sitting there telling us that he's the better quarterback when we can all see that he's not. Does he know the offense better? Yeah, but that doesn't mean that he's the better quarterback or he's the better man for the job just because you know it better. His skill set doesn't allow him, even though we might know it better, to make the right decisions or go through the right reads or make those plays because he's a backup and he's not as talented as Drake May.
I mean, was Gerard Mayo okay with hiring an offensive coordinator who wanted to bring an entirely new offensive system here?
You want a conspiracy theory?
Yeah,
it's going to blow your mind. I don't know if Gerard Mayo wanted Alex Van Pelt or if that's his guy.
Bingo.
I think it might be Elliot Wolf's guy.
Bingo!
Elliot Wolf's like fifth guy. They interviewed a million of them.
right. But what I'm saying,
guy they could get.
Right, but I'm thinking.
Yeah.
What I'm saying is Elliot Wolf,
which is why he shouldn't have any decisions. By the way.
Right. Well, but my point is Elliot Wolf said, "Here's who we're hiring." Gerard, in my opinion, conspiracy didn't have the say so on. Who he on hiring the guy?
How do you not have the say so if you're the head coach, though?
That's
because the GM
is the never-ending question.
That makes no sense.
Because
to
you're
me.
The GM is a step above the head coach, and he's saying, "Hey, listen, this is the guy that I'm going to hire. You're going to work with him."
But isn't it every time when there's a new head coach that's going to a team?
So I can't really use Greg.
But,
I was going to use you, but I can't.
Use me as an example.
I can't because why? I was going to say
I'm very collaborative.
All right, I was going to say. Courtney, for example, Greg.
This is going to hurt my feelings.
No.
Whatever it is.
Greg is
don't go into everything with such.
I just know it. Yeah, I know it. I can see.
Like
I can always tell.
No.
I can tell within Wiggy's eyes sometimes, like, yeah, whatever he's going to say.
No. Greg is the head coach of the show, mm-hmm. the runner of the show.
Yep.
Greg says, oh, I want to hire Courtney. Mm-hmm. Mike Thomas. Who's Greg's boss, goes, no, here's who you're going to hire, and you're going to have to work with them and figure it out.
Hmm. I would be open and very collaborative if that happened.
No, but I Greg, I love you to death, brother, but listen, but I think.
Oftentimes decisions are made for me about this show, and I just go right along with them.
But
with the flow, baby.
But yeah. do you see the conundrum?
Yes, I do. I love that word.
That leads is where I think Elliot Wolf was like, ooh, I'm going with Alex Van Pelt. Because if I'm correct, and I have to do some digging, didn't they work together in Cleveland?
Green Bay.
Oh, was it Green Bay?
Oh, it might have been Cleveland, actually. You might be right, Wiggy. Yeah. I'll double check.
So Mayo doesn't have the power when it comes to the hiring process of hiring his coaches.
I've just always heard that when a new coach goes somewhere, they're like, oh, they're going to bring their whole coaching staff with them. Or so they get to pick and choose who they keep and who they send packing.
This is why I cannot wait until 1:15. You're going to find out very soon whether or not Gerard Mayo has the end-all, be-all, final say or not. Because he told you
mm-hmm.
that Drake May has played better. He's the better option.
And they work together in Cleveland.
And if he's not the better option, then I hope somebody there, I'll do it next Tuesday on this show, but I hope somebody there will ask him, how is the best player at the position, the one who has shown you that he is better during training camp and preseason, not the guy that you are starting? What is the reason? What is the number one reason why? That's what I would like to be asked. Hello, Jeff.
Hey, I just wonder, and I don't know if I'm going to ask this correctly, but do you think that Mayo keeps talking about collaboration because he doesn't actually know what he's doing and he wants to be able to blame it on other people and say, well, it wasn't my decision. Elliot Wolf said this, or John Kraft said this, or AVP. I mean, do you understand what I'm asking? Like, the other coach, Raheem Morris down in Atlanta, I don't think he's collaborating on whether it's going to be Penix or Kirk Cousins. I mean, he's the head coach. He makes the decisions, and I don't, you know, so I'm just wondering if it's just because it's this little bubble in New England, or does Mayo not actually know what he's doing, and he wants to be able to finger point at other people that he wasn't the one who made the decision. Thanks
a lot. I'm asking the question seriously. Like, what is his experience with a West Coast offense except defending against it when he was a player?
Yeah.
Like, what? He doesn't have any experience.
No, but what's he need experience on the...
What? What does he need experience in it?
He's not calling the plays.
Oh, okay.
So it's Van Pelt's
job. Offense of your football team.
Right, so you...
So you need to understand that offense intricately so you can determine which players are going to work better in it.
To be fair, not every head coach does. Like, I don't think D'Amico Ryans is fluent in the Shanahan offense.
Then you would rely on your coordinator.
That's what everybody does.
And that's why he is suggesting that he is the head coach of the offense. So you are okay with that?
No, I'm not okay. I'm okay with him being the head coach of the offense because I get that it's his offense. He's putting it in. Gerard might not be an expert when it comes to the ins and outs of the West Coast offense. So he say, hey, Alex, you run it. Give me your suggestions, but then I'm making final decision. And Courtney, you brought up the one point.
Did you just see the light go off?
Oh, sorry. Hey, let me write this down because I had a good point for my conspiracy theory.
Put it in your notebook that has your son's name on it. All right, up next, we'll get to a crossover. We had Rich in here yesterday. Are we getting Adam Jones in here next?
Yep, he just popped in. He thought you guys were already back from break.
Oh, God. Are we starting with this again? I run too late.
No. That's not what he was glad.
Greg's show runs
happy.
Too late.
You're good.
Okay. All right, we'll be right back.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.